Blog Talk Radio.
The world is a vampire.
Saturday night, well, what are you doing? Oh, yeah, right, you're watching Ten Commandments.
Yeah, I was watching it, but I kind of stepped out so we could do the show. I'd be distracted. I've seen the movie like 100 times already, but
yeah,
still a great movie.
Yeah, it's like a 10-hour movie, man. It's a long movie.
Yeah, it is.
Sitting there for hours watching it, but
yeah, they don't make old school movies like that anymore.
No,
like
definitely
4 hours.
The great Charles Heston, great actor.
Yep. And Yul Brynner as the Pharaoh.
Yep.
And that fine queen.
Yeah. But on this Easter weekend, watching some NBA playoffs.
Yep. I guess it's sweeps eve.
Yep. Tomorrow we're going to go see the Knicks play at the Garden.
The Garden.
Hopefully they don't get swept by the Celtics
yep.
tomorrow.
Or we don't get swept like a broom.
Yep. It probably is going to happen, though.
Yep.
I have a feeling. But hey, at least I will get to say that we saw the Knicks City Dancers, right?
Yeah. Probably going to be the best thing we see in, at the game. You know, Ray Allen and Paul Pierce are going to be shooting threes like if they're an NBA jam, and all
yeah.
of them keep going in.
Oh, man.
That was mad.
Well, let's just cross our fingers when we go to the game tomorrow.
Oh, Lord. Oh yeah. Well, hey, who knows? I mean, tomorrow is like, what, over the 2000th anniversary of Jesus coming back from the grave. So, hey, maybe Knicks can stay off of elimination for at least one more day.
Yeah, who knows, but
who knows?
I don't think the Knicks can be reincarnated.
I don't think they could be resurrected either. But.
Yeah, I don't think they can be resurrected.
Yeah, but at least they can win
They're
at least one
not Jesus.
Game.
So.
Yeah, that is true.
So I don't know if they lose tomorrow, the season's done. Forget about it. You know. So
yep.
They'll just have to wait till next season, and D'Antoni will
yep.
be fired. But
I think they. You know what? To be honest with you, as much as I'd like to see D'Antoni get fired, I still think they're not gonna fire him. I think they give him at least one more year, because
we'll
he did
see.
Make the postseason, even though. He would, worst case scenario, get swept tomorrow. But
yeah,
I think Walsh and him are sewn to the hip. Unless if they don't, re-sign Walsh, I think that's the only way D'Antoni doesn't come back.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, you probably have a point there.
I hope Walsh does come back, but I'm sorry, D'Antoni. The only way I'd want Tony to come back 1 year is if he actually hires a defensive coach.
Yeah.
Because, man,
he can't
play
defense for shit.
You stole the words right out of my mouth.
My baby sister could play better defense than you guys. She's like 4 years old.
Oh, man. Wow, man.
Pathetic. But tomorrow, I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to root on my team.
First time I'm seeing any of my team in the postseason. I've actually won to a postseason game.
Yeah, I've seen the Yankees, Yankees in postseason.
And you have been spoiled with that.
I guess. But, it'll be my first Knicks, so it'll be different.
Yeah, it definitely will be.
Yeah, and you'll be hosting your show, Sports Urban Legend, tomorrow from the Garden, right?
Yep.
First time.
Hopefully, Knicks can at least, not be eliminated.
Yeah.
Hopefully, they'll, try to show up like the big game one and game two.
Yeah. So stay tuned for that.
Yep. For all the Celtic fans and Knicks haters, it might be a good show.
Yeah.
If Knicks have a performance like they did game three, where they literally didn't show up.
Well, if they do that, then arena's going to clear out by then.
it's going to clear
out
by halftime, like the game three, man.
Yeah.
Seems.
Well, if they lose tomorrow, at least lose competitively.
I know, exactly, like you did in game one and game two.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. I mean, the Garden was quiet in the playoff game. I mean, isn't that unprecedented? I mean,
yeah, it's fucked up.
I mean, the Garden.
Yeah, well,
man,
we'll see what happens tomorrow.
Shoot, The garden might be so quiet that you, if people are watching TV, they might actually hear me and you cursing, baby. Oh, yeah. Hey, Mark. Walt. Hey, Clyde. Who? Do you hear that? Man, sound like these two black guys cursing in the, on the upper deck here.
Yeah, well.
Shoot, SEC would fire us, man.
Well, yeah, we'll see what happens tomorrow. Hopefully it's a good game. Anyway, let's get to some other news. Someone's going to jail. Celebrity's going to jail.
Mike D'Antoni. But seriously.
Close.
Let me try to think. Is it Lindsay Lohan?
Yep. Lindsay Lohan. She's going to jail. She was sentenced on Friday to 120 days in jail because she violated her probation.
Hmm.
Remember months ago when we talked about how she went to the store and stole a necklace?
Yep.
Well, now, you know, they have video of her and they have eyewitnesses that testified against her. So now the judge ordered her 120 days in jail and I think 400 something hours of community service. So. So she's going to be behind bars.
Yep.
With all lesbians in prison.
Well, she is, you know, a lesbian or bisexual.
Oh, right, yeah. Yeah, so she should be used to it. Yeah, I forgot. She should be used to the prison cell. Well, actually, not prison cell, I should say. Lesbians. And oral sex, because that's what they... That's what they do in prison, right? Just oral sex. But hey, she deserves it. I mean, man, Lindsay, like, I can't remember the last movie I saw Lindsay Lohan in.
Mean Girls?
Yeah, that was like 8 years ago.
Like 04 or so.
Damn, it was like 7-8 years ago, man. Like, ever since then, she's been, like, drinking and doing drugs.
I think her career has went down ever since then.
You think?
I can't that her B movie. Was that around that time, or was it before, or was it just after?
Man, that was like 2005, 2006. The Herbie movie.
Yeah, something like that. I never seen it, but.
I never seen that crap either.
I don't think I've seen it, not even the original one.
Man, I never want to see that shit. Well, the original, yeah, but not hers. Her version.
Was the original good?
You know, I think I've seen... I don't think I've watched the whole thing of the original before. Yeah. I think they used to give it, like, on Channel 9, Channel 11 all the time.
Yeah.
Like, on weekends especially.
Yeah.
But I never really watched a full movie.
Yeah.
But it probably is, but that new version with Lindsay, no. Hell no.
Do you think Herbie is, you know... Ambassador of what she's doing?
Man, Herbie would freaking wreck itself. Man, that's a terrible... I heard that was a terrible movie.
Well, I guess that's why there's not a sequel to it.
Trust me, there's not going to be any sequel anytime soon.
Herbie busts Lindsay out of prison. Herbie 2, Jailbreak.
Yeah, that's never going to happen. But yeah, talking about prison, I want to play a comedy clip. It's been a while since I played a comedy clip on the show. Especially since we've gone to this half an hour format.
Right.
I want to play it's a clip from Chris Rock's 1997 comedy album, Roll With The New. And he talks about how male prisoners, you know, they have sex with each other. But they don't just have sex with each other when they're behind bars. They, you know, do some nasty stuff that involves sexual activity. And Chris Rock was on when I came home from work, I took a nap and then I woke up like around 1 something. Well, actually, no, I watched the Knicks game. Then after that, the Knicks game, I took a nap and I woke up like
1:30. Obviously, the Knicks put you to sleep, obviously.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I didn't see the fourth quarter in their game.
You lucky you didn't.
Yeah, good thing I didn't. But I took a nap after that. And I woke up like 1:30, 1:40, and I put it on Channel 7, and Oprah was on, and she had Chris Rock on. So, and I think, yeah, Oprah, like, this is her last season, right? She's not...
Yep.
Oh, okay. Because she was thanking him for being on the show and being a guest. And Chris Rock's in this new play, new Broadway play, I think, that just ended. It's called The Motherfucker with the Hat. You heard about that?
Yeah, I think I've seen the like promos of it or something.
I think it just ended, bro. I don't know if it's still showing, but anyway, let me play this comedy clip from his 1997 album. It's called Tossing Salad. This is what prisoners, male prisoners, do in prison. Okay, let me cue it up. Okay, what track is this? Okay, let me find the track. Okay, track 6. Okay.
See, the whole damn country is so damn conservative now. Everybody's like, jails ain't tough enough. Jails ain't tough enough. We gotta have a death penalty. Jails ain't tough enough. Yo, jails are fucked up, okay? Don't believe the hype. The problem is, the reason jails are so crowded, because life is fucked up, too. When people are broke, people are starving, life... Shit. Life is catching up to jail. Shit, if you live in an old project, a new jail ain't that bad. I was watching HBO had this special on, the jail special, a couple of months ago. Now, normally when you see a special about jail, it's on regular TV, and there's a lot of shit they don't show. Oh, not the HBO jail special. Oh, they showed it all. They were interviewing a brother in there. They said, now, sir, when a new inmate comes in and he wants some drugs, how do you initiate him? The guy goes, well, the first thing I do is make him toss my salad. The guy's like, toss my salad? Well, what's that? Yeah, well, having your salad tossed means having your asshole eaten out with jelly or syrup. I prefer syrup. I'm not making this up. And then the guy said, why must you go through all of that, sir? Why not just oral sex? And the guy goes, well, when a man's sucking your dick, he can pretend that's something else. When he's eating ass, he knows it's ass. Shouldn't I be wet? And everybody tell, oh, schools are out of control. Oh, they're out of control. We need prayer in the schools. We don't need prayer in schools. We need to toss salad man in school. That'll straighten the kids out. Hey, Jimmy, you got a D. You know what you got to do? No!
Lesson to be learned.
Yep.
Don't go to prison.
Yep.
Or else you're gonna have your ass eaten of jelly. But did he also say peanut butter?
Maybe. And he even talk about dropping the soap. So if there's any kids watching this, you're listening to the show, don't commit crimes.
Yep. Tossing salad.
Or as you were talking to this other dude.
That's a nice thing to talk about on during Easter weekend. Well, the Easter dinner is going being cooked tomorrow. That just teaches you a lesson. Don't do anything don't commit any criminal activity. So, because if you do, you'll end up in prison, and you'll have to probably eat someone's ass.
Yep. And the Easter Bunny won't be able to save you. I think he's voiced by Russell Brand. Remember that IHOP movie?
Right. Yeah. Anyway. I was on the computer today, and I was on StarPulse.com, you know, the website that I'm contributing writing for, and there's a picture of Snooki, and she's very slim. Like, it was just last month she did WrestleMania, right?
Yeah, that was like, what, when was that, April 3rd? Oh, wait, this was like, what, two, three weeks ago.
Yeah, this was like, a few weeks
ago. Yeah, it was this month. Right, yeah, a couple of weeks ago.
But she looks slimmer in that picture than she did in WrestleMania. Like, is it Photoshop? But in the article, you know, saying that she's lost some weight, she's been exercising, and she's stopped, you know, she's not drinking anymore. But she looks good in the picture. But when she was at WrestleMania, I didn't really notice a difference, you know.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, maybe she's working out hard. Working with Trish Stratus, probably. Who knows?
Maybe.
And I heard that other chick, J-Wow, from the same show, Jersey Shore, heard that last year she stabbed her ex-boyfriend and manager, like, multiple times. They got over over a stupid argument or something. I don't know.
Damn, stabbed him with what?
Knife.
Yeah.
But, He got stitches, you know. He's not dead or anything. But it just shows you that chick is crazy.
Damn. I guess she's that puts the WoW in J-Wow.
Yeah. She's hot, but she's crazy. And she's also lost weight. Mm. Like, you know, Jersey Shore, like, usually they do, like, these after-show shows.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you know, I was watching one of the after shows, and, like, she was talking with the host, and she was really skinny. She's lost a lot of weight, and her face looks like it's been sucked in or something.
Mm.
Like how Hilary Duff's face looked like when she lost a lot of weight.
Mm.
Yeah, her boobs look bigger than her whole body.
What else is new? Yeah.
But I'll still bang her. Yeah, so that's news for you. And Donald Trump. That's another.
Oh, with Seinfeld.
Man, is Donald Trump lost his damn mind?
Seinfeld's always in, like, not Seinfeld. Trump is having, like, a bunch of beef with comedians. Rosie O'Donnell, Jerry Seinfeld.
Mm-hmm.
Another guy I'm trying to think of. George
Barack
Behar,
Obama.
Yeah, he's
Barack Obama's
not
a comedian. He's the president, so.
Yeah, he's one of the, you know, birthers. You know, he believes Obama is not from America.
Yeah. Hey, shut your mouth, Donald Trump. You're a stupid toupee. Yeah, but explain the whole Seinfeld thing. Some people might not know what you're talking
apparently
about.
Seinfeld said that he was going to come do a charity for, I think, St. Jude's Hospital.
Right.
You know, for, I guess, for children and probably cancer.
Mm-hmm.
But after, you know, what's his name, Trump said all those, you know, stuff about Obama, you know, he Seinfeld felt offended, so that's why he canceled his appearance.
Yeah.
So
and
then... What are you saying?
Rightfully so.
Well, I mean, I don't agree with what Trump said, but then again, this was supposed to be a charity thing, you know, for the kids, so he should have.
Man,
I think he should have did
kids,
this.
Man.
Do that charity. I mean, this is a thing. I mean, he said he was going to do it. He might as well have done it and, you know, voice his opinion.
Trump, right?
And he should have voiced his opinion to Trump.
Right, yeah, that's true.
he said he was going to do the commitment already, and then Trump was saying that how, you know, he helped him out. He did his failed show, which is The Marriage Ref. But apparently that show, the show's not failed because the show's coming back, I think, next month.
Oh, yeah.
So the way how he made it sound is like it failed show, like the show was, you know, canceled.
I'm sure always has something to say, man. This guy, yeah, it's like he's untouchable just because he's a billionaire.
Exactly. That's how rich people think. You know, they think they're, you know, they're better than God. You know, they could just get away with anything.
Yeah.
You know, they could do whatever they want.
I would like to just get a hold of his bank account and just steal all the money. Then I'll see what happens.
And then you end up in prison, you know, for some salary.
No, if there's some way I could, like, take his money, just get a hold of his bank information, just take all of his money out of his bank account without, you know, anyone finding out.
Yeah, I know the perfect person. I know the perfect person who can help you out. Bernie Madoff. I don't think he's doing too well though. I think he's eating some jelly right now. Or
I wouldn't do that.
I think he has his mouth full right now.
Nah, you know, I wouldn't do like Bernie Madoff. Bernie Madoff did it the stupid way.
No, as a matter of fact, No. On the contrary, I mean, what he did is stupid. I mean, being a crook anyway is dumb anyway.
Yeah, but he did it through a pyramid scheme. It was a damn business.
Yeah, but he got away with it for like decades.
I wouldn't do no goddamn business. I would just take your money.
That's what he was doing.
No, I would just take it. I wouldn't do
decades.
Any kind of pyramid scheme or I'll literally go into your bank account and take your money. That's what I want to be able to do.
Maybe that's what he was doing. I mean,
no, it wasn't. He was
all these. And all these people he ripped off.
These people were paying him. They were sending him checks and stuff.
Yeah, but all these people are supposed. All these people he ripped off, you know, including the Mets and all these other business.
Because they're morons.
These people are supposed to be smart in business. Some of the smartest businessmen, you know, out there in the world, you know.
Man,
but they all were suckered in.
Man, if you're paying someone money and no money's coming back towards you, you should suspect there's something up.
On the contrary, there's rumors that Wilpons were making money.
Really?
And
where is that money right now?
Well, now they're screwed.
Bullshit.
Well, that's why they would have to be getting a profit somehow.
Man.
But right now he ran out of money to steal, so now they're these people are bankrupt.
I even heard something a long time ago.
A 92-year-old man, he got out of retirement because of the Bernie Madoff. Bernie Madoff worked him off, so now he got to work like as a store clerk or janitor or something because he has to work again because Bernie Madoff ripped him off.
Bro, it's too bad. Hey, those people they should have knew, man. And Bernie Madoff, he's stuck in prison, tossing salad right now. Like
pretty much. And look at that, all the money he had, it ain't gonna do nothing.
Yep.
For him. His son even committed suicide, most likely because of the shame of it.
Yeah.
And he could, because all the stuff he did, Brandy could even visit his son in funeral because of what he did.
Well,
I bet he'd give up all the money he stole to have his son back now.
Yeah, probably would. Just too bad his son can't be resurrected. I mean, I know that's the... It's not a good thing to say, but...
Well, hey. Unfortunately, you're right. I mean, well, he didn't have faith to, you know, try to turn his life around. You know, unfortunately, the grief took him and he killed him. Unfortunately, you're right.
All right. So,
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter. Happy Passover.
Happy Passover.
Happy Kwanzaa. No, we'll see.
Kwanzaa was like in December.
I don't care, whatever. See you next week when I'm back.